I got a Facebook message from somebody the other day, and I don't, we may have talked about this many, 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 many moons ago on this podcast, because my background, when I first started this podcast, I still had a lot of dog training that I was doing. I've kind of transitioned out of it, but it's still like heavy on my heart when people reach out to me, something to do with dog training, especially when it doesn't sit right with me. It hurts my heart. Things that happen to dogs, in the name of training. So somebody reached out to me the other day on Facebook Messenger. It went into my requests folder, so I didn't see it initially. I'm just not big on Facebook to begin with. And then, you know, I try to remember to check it a couple of times a week. And I rarely check my requests folder, but I did. And they were asking for a recommendation for somewhere to board their dog that will also train them at the same time when they're boarding their dog. And gosh, it hurts my heart. It hurts my heart. So this request for a recommendation for somewhere to board their dog that will also train them, it does hurt my heart. And I understand, like, when you go on vacation, you might need to board your dog somewhere. That's a separate topic. That's not what I'm talking about today. What I'm specifically talking about today are board and train facilities. And there are two main reasons why I don't ever recommend this, why I cannot support this, and why I had to make this podcast for you today. So we're going to get into those two main reasons, and they are completely separate. So we're going to talk about one, and then we're going to talk about the other. Because first and foremost, I want to say that I understand that not every board and train facility is the same. There may be some really amazing ones out there as far as treatment of your animal, because that is the very first thing that is my biggest concern with board and train facilities, is the treatment of the animals in their care. I have seen far too many horror stories of animals, dogs, who were sent to board and train facilities. The people had really no idea of what kind of training methods would be used. Even some people who thought they had done their research, and it turns out that what they had agreed to is not what was done with their animals. I've just seen way too many horror stories. You have no idea what goes on behind closed doors, and you are relinquishing a member of your family who cannot talk, who cannot stand up for themselves in any meaningful way, because if they do, if your dog bites somebody, what's going to happen, right? They're going to be punished in some way, shape, or form, sometimes lose their life because of it. So you are relinquishing your animal into somebody else's care. And if you are not 100% positive that, there are people, there are many people. I wouldn't let take care of my dog, not even because I would think they would be mean or harm them. I just don't think they are as responsive, that they may be more neglectful than I would like with my dog. But you have no idea what is going on behind closed doors. And that terrifies me. It terrifies me that somebody has access to my dog, that I am not there, that I am not protecting them, that I am not being their voice. And I am getting emotional right now because I'm thinking, like, in my mind, I'm like replaying all of these horror stories that I've seen, some videos that I have seen, where dogs are being trained. They're at some sort of board and train facility, or they're just being trained, even if a person is there with them, and they're using, they are physically harming that dog. They're choking them. I have heard of dogs dying because of the training that they are going through. People have choked dogs to death in training situations. The collars they use are incredibly detrimental. The prong choke electric collars that they use are incredibly detrimental. Hitting and beating the dogs into quote unquote submission, it is so damaging and detrimental to your dog. I literally just want to cry right now thinking about it. Again, I am not saying that every board and train facility is like this. In fact, there are probably a lot that are not like this. But that is a possibility. And it is a possibility that I personally am not, I am not willing to take that risk ever with my dog.
Okay.
That said, again, not every board and train facility is going to be like that. It's probably a case, like everything else, where it's a small percentage, but because it is so horrendous what they're doing, it gets the most attention. I'm admitting that to you right now. I'm not trying to be salacious. I'm not trying to blow things out of proportion. All I'm saying is that it is a possibility, and I am not willing to take that risk with my animals or with animals in my care, because that is likely not the case for most facilities. There is a second reason why I would never do a board and train program, and I do not ever recommend it to anyone. In fact, I am vehemently against it, and will continue to speak out against it anytime I'm asked. And this goes regardless, whether it is a horrible facility like I just spoke about, or a wonderful facility that cares very much for your dog and takes the absolute best care of them. The second reason I don't recommend it is because someone else training your dog for you does not translate into a trained dog in your home. I don't understand, and I know for a fact, I have talked about this many times on this podcast, I do not understand how people think that dog training is about the dog. It is not. It is about you. It is about the dog owner, the pet parent, 100% of the time. Is there participation on the dog's part? Absolutely. There is participation on the dog's part. We do need to instruct them, provide them guidance on the things we are asking them, make connections in their brains between the words we say and the behaviors we are wanting out of them. We have to create those connections. But to think that someone else can take your dog away from you and away from your house, train them, they can come back into your house and be trained in your home, not going to happen. Why? Because you, the pet parent, did not undergo the training as well. You, the pet parent, is the one that needs the training. And I realize I said that in a really harsh tone, but this is why I can't train dogs anymore. I mean, I can do it, don't get me wrong, but my passion is no longer with dog training, because people do not take responsibility for their role in their dog's behavior when their role in their dog's behavior is the majority of the problem. I mean, there are always exceptions to the rule. Dogs that have been put through trauma in their lives, yeah, okay. That's a totally different situation. We're talking about traumatized animals. So yes, there are always exceptions to the rule, but the average everyday pet in the home with the average everyday pet parent, the bulk of the responsibility of that dog's behavior lies on the pet parent. And if you are not going through the training with your pet, then what is the point. You are not going to get the results you are looking for because you haven't changed. You have to change for your dog to change. Full stop. Period. End of sentence. Nobody wants to hear this. I'm not sitting here thinking that, you know, everybody who hears this is going to magically have some, you know, switch in their brain flipped on. I realize that you have to be ready to hear it because that's just the reality, right, of human nature. We have to be at a point where it is painful enough that we decide to make a change. And until we get there, we're going to take that shortcut every single time. I get that. So if that's where you are, if you're still in the mode of taking shortcuts, you do you, boo. Until you are ready to take responsibility for what is going on in your life. And if we currently today are talking about training your dog, take responsibility for it. Because that's just the reality. That is just the reality. This episode has gotten out of it. This did not go the way I thought it was going to go in my head. But here we are. So, bottom line, I do not recommend board and train for those two reasons. And they are very separate reasons, but can also overlap. And so what do I recommend? You know, you do need to have someone care for your pet when you go out of town, when you go on vacation. I have multiple episodes on this podcast about how to find a professional pet sitter. If you absolutely need to board your animal, please make sure you are doing your due diligence and checking them out. And you are comfortable with how they're going to treat your animal while you're away, that they're going to get enough time outside of a kennel. That's a whole other thing. And then to train your dog, I think you have two viable options. One, finding a trainer that you can work with one-on-one who is a positive reinforcement trainer. That is a hill I will die on as well. I say that now because I got to that point because I believe in science, because I believe in the scientific method. I believe how in psychology and how the brain works. And that is what I studied for many years. So I firmly believe in positive reinforcement training for dogs. Now, if the science evolves, I'm going to follow the evolution of science. But for today, I will die on the hill of positive reinforcement training. So work with a trainer who can instruct you and your dog one-on-one, and or find online video-based dog training, again, positive reinforcement training, that helps instruct you on how to train your dog. I think that can be very beneficial for people who maybe don't have as much money to sink into a personal trainer, or scheduling conflicts, or just wants to learn more at their own pace. Because and also, that's not going to turn your dog into a robot, right? Like, there is so much for you as a pet parent to learn. And using online video-based dog training can help you get there, especially if you're having trouble finding a positive reinforcement trainer local to you. Online video-based training can help you out in that regard. So those are two very, very viable options. And I don't say that just because I have an online video-based dog training course. I do. It's available to you. But this podcast episode is in no way designed to solicit for you to purchase that course. If it resonates with you and you want to do that, by all means, it is there for you. But because I had this person reach out to me, again, it was just really heavy on my heart. And I'm like, I need to talk about this more. I need to get this out to people. there may be someone listening to this right now. It may be you who needed to hear this, who was looking at board and train facilities, was maybe feeling in your gut that there was something wrong, but maybe you're not super intuitive. You're not paying attention to your gut, or you're like, there's something that just didn't seem right, but everybody's like, no, this is what you should do. Go ahead and do that. And you aren't trusting yourself. This is your sign to trust yourself, to trust your intuition, to listen to that gut feeling that you have.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I know this was a short episode, but I said what I needed to say, and I hope it was impactful. So I hope this could help. Share this with anyone that you think it could help. Thank you so much for being here. And for listening and for supporting the show. I have plenty more guest episodes coming up for you. I just, again, this was really heavy on my heart. I needed to get it out to you. So here we are. I will see you next week with another incredible guest on the Pet Parenting Reset.